Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy, interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood. Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Every Wednesday on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, we have the chance to visit with Brian Walden of TheCardinalNation.com. We're brought to you by Blue Tail Medical Group. Great alternative. Before surgery, think Blue Tail Medical Group. Bays, Crane, Wolf, the doctors at Blue Tail can help you make sure you stay in the game as quickly as possible or in just the game of life. And that's BlueTailMedicalGroup.com. Hey, Brian, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Dan.
What's been happening with the minor leagues? You know, we saw some slow starts from the various clubs of the minor leagues, but let's run through what's happening right now with the minor league teams. What's going on?
Yeah, we're about three, four weeks plus a day into the minor league season, so that's less than 20% of the schedule. So it's still early. But what we've seen across the Cardinals system is they're not playing winning baseball, frankly. Across the system, they're about 333, roughly, win one of every three games or two of every six series. And with the exception of Memphis, they're all in last place. I'm talking about Springfield, Peoria, Palm Beach in their division. So generally speaking, the offenses have been okay, inconsistent, but the pitching has been a real problem, and specifically relief pitching, which, again, you know, is a little bit of a microcosm of what's happening in St. Louis right now. But, you know, part of the concern is that with Memphis pitching not doing well, you know, particularly well, there's a limited number of folks that can be called up and will contribute at a high level.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about Matthew Liberatore. How does the Olympic qualifying work? He's been named to that team. What does this mean for Matthew and what he does with Memphis and then what he's trying to do for Team USA?
Yeah, first of all, Matthew Liberatore, as a lot of folks know, last pitched in Class A ball back in 2019, but he had the opportunity to pitch in Cardinals Major League camps last year and this year as well, performed very well. It's a big step for him, and negative thinkers say, well, Liberatore's 0-3 with a 5.47 ERA. Obviously, he's not ready for Triple A. But the reality is he's got 21 strikeouts against 5 walks. Batting average against is good. Walks plus hits per inning pitch or base runners is about 1.3. So, you know, his number peripherals look good. Matthew Liberatore is adjusting to the AAA game quite well. Now, as you mentioned, he stepped away from the team to participate in Team USA's training camp, and that's going to basically occur through the rest of this month. It's not a long-term type of situation where they're going to be in a qualifier through June 5th in Florida, and the winner of this qualifier will qualify for the Tokyo Olympics. So he's going to be away from the team for, a couple weeks at most. And while he's doing that, he's on what's called the temporarily inactive list, which means Memphis could add another player to replace him on the roster. So, you know, he'll leave again, you know, when the Olympics come. But right now, this is an opportunity for him to participate at the national and global level. And it's available to players who are not on 40-man rosters. So we also saw some of, you know, former Cardinals who are not with teams like the John Jay, for example, also participate in Team USA. But anybody on the 40-man roster is exempt from that effort.
How about Zach Thompson? And I always want to keep an eye on him, especially with the Cardinals with some question marks at the Major League Club. But what has his season been like so far in the minor leagues?
Zach Thompson's had a little bit of a bumpy introduction to AAA, walked some guys, given up some hits, had been starting, pitched one game in relief, but now is back in the rotation. And again, I don't think folks should be too concerned early on because, like Liberatore, he was challenged, Zach Thompson I'm specifically mentioning, was challenged without any AA experience. And so it may take a while for these guys to play up to their league. But, you know, certainly we're not in a position right now where Zach Thompson, you know, could be called up and help the Cardinals from the left side of the pen. That, you know, he's going to need time in Memphis and in AAA to get acclimated to that level.
Yeah, it seems like that if you could ideally draw it up, Brian, the Cardinals historically have done this. If they're going to have a major league pitcher, even if a guy goes in the rotation, ideally, I think they'd like to see them get their feet wet in the bullpen. Would you agree with that?
That's right. And really, if you look at the makeup of the roster, with Johan Oviedo, you know, sort of functioning as that extra starter, there's not a lot of pressure right now to take a Libertor or a Thompson and throw them into the rotation and make them sink or swim. And then, of course, you know, they also have guys with starting experience in the past, like a Ponce de Leon, that they could stretch out again if they wanted to. And, of course, Alex Reyes also wants to compete in that role, although, you know, he's pretty well locked into closure this year. So, you know, unless the injuries really hit the rotation, the Cardinals have other options without having to make Libertor or Thompson start this year. But, you know, getting their feet wet in the bullpen would be a nice thing, perhaps later in the year, you know, to compete next year. And by the way, I should mention Tommy Parsons as well, who just, you know, continues to pitch well whenever called upon. You know, he's a guy that could also, obviously he's not a left-hander, but, you know, he's another guy that might, you know, follow that same role where maybe he won't be a major league starter, but he could be a valuable guy, you know, in the bullpen, a la Woodford or a Ponce de Leon in the past.
Well, he intrigues me because he's a strike thrower, and this team needs to throw strikes, and I'm sure you agree with that.
Yeah. The problem with walks is something that's not just specific to the Major League Cardinals. And as you said, Tommy Parsons is a guy that comes in and whatever situation he throws strikes, he gets out. Yeah, he doesn't throw 98, but, you know, he gets the job done. And, you know, as you have seen every night, Dan, you know, the walks are just killing the Cardinals. They've got to find some guys that can throw strikes.
No doubt. Andrew Miller, rehab assignment with Memphis, and looked like he got into a game last night.
Yeah, he got into a groove through, I think, 10 or 14 pitches for strikes. You know, nice 1-2-3 inning against a good AAA lineup in Gwinnett. He's going to pitch again on Thursday, and, you know, assuming all things are go, I think we'll see him back in the pen this weekend.
There's a few position players I want to get into, but how about Nolan Gorman? It looks like he's starting to figure it out at AA.
That's right. And, you know, this is, again, you know, new guys at new levels. This is Gorman's first opportunity to play at the AA level. And he started off slowly this year, and the Cardinals really wanted him to focus on, you know, getting his feet on the ground offensively for the first few weeks before they had him move over to second base and see, you know, the first league action there. Now they've, as he started to show some consistency with the bat, they've now have him playing some at second base as well, as, you know, he looks to become more versatile defensively to compete for a roster spot with St. Louis next year.
What have you heard about his adjustment defensively, whether it be to second base or even some reps potentially in the outfield?
Have not heard anything about him playing any outfield. That's something that, you know, folks look at the need at the major league level and project and say, gee, that would be great. But, you know, it's not something that's necessarily simple. I don't know if Nolan's played the outfield in his past, you know, in his past history, but the focus right now seems to be on second base. And frankly, if you go forward with the Cardinals and look, you know, Tommy Edman is comfortable in the outfield. Maybe not the long term that you'd want for him, but let's say Gorman was ready to come up to the major leagues today. You know, he would be more logical at second base, and you move Edman out to the outfield. So I just don't think they're going to try to push and make Gorman become a total utility guy, because we can't lose sight of the fact his bat is what's going to get him in that lineup, and he needs to hit.
Yes, he does. And not you don't see it very often, but guys, position players normally don't jump from AA to the major leagues. You might get a pitcher that does it, but typically it's level to level to level. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, Dan. You know, I think the ideal scenario for the Cardinals would be that Gorman tears up AA this season and gets a shot at AAA late in the year and, you know, does well there. Sort of like if you look back to the blueprint that Dylan Carlson had, where he, you know, played extremely well in AA, was a, you know, player of the year, all that. Got enough of a taste of AAA in the final month to show that he could play the level, and then he came to, you know, camp the next spring ready to compete for a major league job. Now, I'm not saying that's what's going to happen with Carlson, but that would be the ideal situation for the Cardinals, I think.
I think it's always interesting to hear how Delvin Perez is faring, the former top shortstop prospect in terms of where they picked him in the draft. Delvin is getting a crack at AA, the highest level he's played at. How has he fared so far?
Yeah, you know, Delvin Perez is another guy who's, you know, who skipped a level basically, and is, you know, playing after playing at Class A, and it, you know, we also of course skipped a year in between. But Delvin Perez has been playing, you know, been the leadoff batter. They put him at leadoff spot in at Springfield, and he has certainly the skills the skills once he gets on the bases to do havoc. But the problems that Delvin Perez have had in the past have shown, at least early on, and that is, you know, an inability to get on base. And he needs to continue to work on not only showing more than singles power, but also taking the walk. And you know, he had a nice home run last night, which is, you know, good to see. But again, home runs aren't going to be what's going to get Delvin Perez to the major leagues. He could probably defensively handle shortstop today, but, you know, offensively, he still has a long way to go before he can help the Cardinals.
How about John Torres? He's a guy that intrigues a lot of fans, too.
Yeah, John Torres, power-hitting outfielder. You know, he's playing in a lineup that hasn't scored a lot of runs, and right now, I think he only has maybe 4 RBI on the year. So, John Torres is a guy that, you know, got a shot at Class A in 2019, really wasn't ready for the level, and, you know, needs to go back and play some consistent ball. He's playing okay right now, but certainly not up to the capability. But again, it's early in the year.
Early in the year, any tendencies because of having no season in the minor leagues in terms of lack of control, lack of hitting, whatever the case may be? Are you seeing anything right now in minor league baseball?
Well, I would say, you know, we talked a lot about the Cardinals' struggles offensively and defensively as a system. What I tried to do, and I've got a detailed article up about this, is look at how the Cardinals stack up against their peers on the other teams in their leagues. Because, you know, on one hand, you say, well, gosh, you know, the guys didn't throw last year, you know, and the starters aren't going deep into the games. And that's all true, but, you know, other organizations were basically in the same situation. And right now, you know, there's definitely concern, at least on my part, as I look at the numbers of the pitching across the system, and that needs to straighten out for these minor league teams to be more competitive this year.
It's been a tough go here for the Cardinals. They have dropped 7 of 10, including Flaherty's start last night. Poor defense, walks, hit batters. It's not only losing games, Brian, but the manner in which the Cardinals have lost some of these games.
Yeah, it's just not Cardinals baseball as we've known it. And it's granted, the competition, certainly the White Sox are a first place team, and the Cubs are always a contender, but and the Padres. But you know, you just don't like how the Cardinals are stacking up against these better quality opponents. And you know, it's wonderful that there's a 4-game series against Arizona coming up, who's a cellar dwelling team, but the Cardinals have to show an ability to play well against the good opponents. And when you've got your ace going like Flaherty does, you know, you can't come on the field and start making errors before the fans are even in their seats and you know, just put your team in a hole, because we've seen the offense is not consistent. They, you know, they can score runs in bunches, but they haven't scored enough runs consistently to, you know, give the other team extra outs like they've been doing lately.
And I'll wrap it up with this. What's happening at thecardinalnation.com?
Well, we continue our in-depth team reports by the various reporters that we have in the Cardinals minor league city, so we can, you know, you can get a lot more information on what's going on. We break down every transaction in the system, so went into some detail about Libertor, but also the players who moved up to replace him, Connor Thomas, Michael Brittell, et cetera. So, you know, every time there's a move like a Libertor going on the temporary inactive list, there are other players who move up that get get an opportunity to participate at a higher level. So we break down all that information. And of course, we're still selling copies of the Cardinal Nation Prospect Guide in both PDF and online versions for those who want to dig in deeper on the top tier prospects, 50, 60 prospects across the system.
Hey, Brian, as always, thank you. We'll catch up next Wednesday.
Take care, Dan.
That's Brian Walden of thecardinalnation.com. And again, we're presented by Blue Tail Medical Group.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit c8neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.